I'm joined by K's head coach Stuart McIntyre after this evening's 4-1 defeat at Met Police. Stuart, we lost 4-1 today, but was that a fair reflection of the game?
I mean, goals go in the back of the net, then you have to take it. I think 4-1 maybe flattered them a little bit. It was a lively game, and we made a lot of changes from Saturday, so there were a lot of sort of players that hadn't played 90 minutes themselves recently, and I think that told a little bit. I think during the first half we had some good possession, knocked the ball around, created a few chances, but we ran out of steam a little bit as the half went on, and I think that's where they sort of get into it. I think it turned when Asher got injured, to be honest, because he got caught stuck in when the ball got knocked in and he couldn't influence the final ball. So when they got back in level terms, the tails were up a little bit, and then conceding the soft penalty kick, it made it hard. But the first 20 minutes of the second half, I thought we played well. I thought we made some great chances, and goals change games. You know, if we get back to 2-2, who knows where it goes. And then the third goal was a screamer for them. So once it was a two-goal gap, you could see our energy levels just drop a little bit. But it was something I had to do. You know, we don't have reserves. We've got to get other people playing at some stage because injuries happen. You know, Martin Lee's got an injury and Tommy Moorhouse has got an injury, so you know there is a possibility we might have to make two changes for Saturday, so you need to know who's ready for it. I think it's always a hindrance not having reserves, because these boys would be playing in reserves, and there's a lot of talent in there. You know, Glenn Boosey, Stuart Booth, Stephen Broad, you know, they're boys with a lot of ability, and we need to see them sort of forcing their way into the starting 11, because yeah, it's going to continue to make us stronger and stronger.
We did lose tonight, and obviously you never like to lose, but if you had to choose a game, it would be this one, wouldn't it, ahead of say the league or the FA Trophy?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I'm not going to diminish the value of any cup, because the game is very much about chances. We put our chances away tonight that we had early in the game, and in the first 20 minutes of the second half, then we might have got through this game with that team, but we didn't. We conceded goals, we made individual mistakes, there was tiredness, but I learned a lot. I learned a lot about some people that are probably not good enough for Kingstonian, and decisions have to be made there, but I learned that, you know, there's a lot of talent. And the guys that I've mentioned, you know, like Glenn Boosey, very talented player, needs some coaching, but I think he's an asset. Stuart Booth, I like. I think he works himself into the ground, and if he can just calm down a little bit and let the ball do some of the work rather than always running with it, he again will be a good asset to the squad. I said right at the beginning of the season that I wanted 18 players competing for the starting 11. And I genuinely think we're getting towards that now. I think the squad is strengthening up, and going back to your question, never like to lose, but if I have to lose a game, then this is the one to achieve more in the league. We really want to get out of this league this year if we possibly can.
As you said, it was pretty much a reserve side tonight. Who impressed you tonight? Who might be staking a claim for the first team?
I thought Glenn Boosey looked very impressive at times. Some of the way that he beats people is fantastic. Dean Lodge did well when he came on, but again I would say that his end product could be better. You know, he gets himself into so many great positions and then we just lose possession, or his cross is a bit wayward. And I've said to Dean that sometimes he tries the hardest ball rather than just set up a chance. You know, stick the ball like their fourth goal. It's just a cross across the box. Steve Pottrell trying to clear it, turns it in his own goal. I think that kind of goal can happen in this league all the time. You know, ping it across, put them under pressure, stick a leg out, who knows where it goes. So I think Glenn, you know, was probably the highlight for me at times tonight. Stephen Broad's got game. You know, needs to get games under his belt, but he's a technical, very good player. Daniel Morris is busy, and I think sometimes he just takes a little bit too much in his own responsibility. You know, he had 6 or 7 chances tonight that he created almost from nothing. But I've said to him, you know, if you pass it and move, maybe the chance will be easier. Not just wriggling all the time and using up all your energy. I think that's about it really on the night. You know, the guys that really sort of putting pressure on the starting 11 that I think is beginning to take shape. You know, I've heard people comment about, you know, we need a consistent 11, and I think the 11 at Dover, they are starting to make a case for, you know, regularly being the starting 11.
You mentioned a few injuries there. Tommy Morehouse injured, Julian Seals injured. Who's likely to play centre-back Saturday?
I think Tommy will be back. I think Tommy will be fit enough to play there. Julian's not going to be fit enough for Saturday. We might still play with the three, but you know, 4-4-2 probably still suits us best. But we'll sort of assess it as the rest of the week goes, and hopefully Martin will be back fit. I think the best is still to come from Martin Lee this season. I know you would agree with that. He stretched his groin when he slipped after about half an hour on Saturday. But I think by the end of the week, you know, we will be, you know, we'll be okay starting 11 wise, and then it's getting the, you know, the right guys on the bench behind it.
Maz was in the stand at the beginning of the season. A couple of weeks later, he signed for us. David Leeworthy was in the stand today. Surely not.
It's quite interesting. David phoned me up last week, and he asked me if he could come and train with us. He's come back from Spain, and he trained with us last Thursday, and he trained with us last night, Monday night. And he's 43, and he's still got so much enthusiasm. And he's asked me if he can have a period of time to train with us and see if he can get back sufficient fitness to play at this level. David, when he left us 2 or 3 years ago, went to Havant and Waterlooville and still banged in goals in what was then, I think, the Dr. Martin's Premier with Havant. I don't know, you know, Gary Abbott's doing it for Cray, 42. David Leeworthy for Kingstonian. Doesn't sound too far-fetched, does it?